This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Pete Futek coming up in about 40 minutes. We will talk about the Fiesta Bowl. Not Fiesta Ware, Fiesta Bowl and the Peach Bowl. All the bowls, really.
We could do Fiesta Ware too, if
maybe
you wanted.
A blunt or two. We'll see where it goes with Pete Futek.
The blunt cast is back.
The blunt cast. He would love the blunt cast idea.
He wouldn't
poo-poo it like you.
I didn't poo-poo it.
I think you poo-pooed it.
I asked for names.
I gave you names.
I gave you an old cast of the blunt cast. What are you talking about?
It wasn't very good.
The podcast.
Yeah. Okay, that was good. The podcast was great.
I mean, jeez. We did blunt cast for like 7 minutes. If anything, I think that's extending the blunt cast. Seth Rogen's got to be guest number one. Like, I don't know that anybody was more committed to the blunt cast outside of yourself than me.
You didn't like when I said Colin Coward.
Well, I just don't think he fits the blunt cast.
That's exactly why it fits.
I just don't think. I mean,
somebody's got to talk while everybody else is stoned to bejesus.
This is a classic me and you in many ways. I mean, like, you know, I go with an idea for like 5 or 7 minutes, but part of the idea is that I get to then immediately shoot down any idea I think is insane.
That's part of the rub. You know what? That's fair.
That's the rub.
Complaint withdrawn.
But Coward, I mean, you need somebody to broker the in-between. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
You need
somebody to talk when everyone's macrameed into the sofa.
Straight edge guy. Well, yeah, because we don't want to turn it into just Zion on the couch eating Doritos.
Giggling and talking about, Mariah, where are you, Mariah?
At least it's just Doritos.
That's true. I mean, some of the other things I've heard he does. No, thank you. Not on the podcast, sir. Not on the Bluntcast.
I heard someone earlier say he seemed like a guy that went from being the hey, I'll give you a hug. Let's give out hugs, guy. You know that guy to then being worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's what's become of him.
Pretty sure one of the reasons I'm not welcome back to one of the schools that I went to, not going to say which one, is they had an instructor that really liked to give people hugs. And I might have pointed that out multiple times because he didn't ever offer me a hug.
Yeah, I'll give a hug guy. Let's give a hug guy.
He seemed to only offer young women hugs.
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought it was really interesting.
Definitely weird.
And I might have put it into a spot on station day and people didn't like that. Yeah.
How'd you work that spot in?
I can't say it without saying the name, and we're not going to do that.
Okay,
we're not that kind of show.
All right, then.
We are that kind of show.
What are the schools? What school am I missing?
So I'm going to give you the damn school?
Well, I mean, wait, you said, well, hold on.
No.
Did you go to multiple colleges?
No, I went to a school and then I went to a college.
Okay, so it was high school.
Nope. Good.
No.
Jonathan?
What am I missing here? No, please, tell me. What am I missing?
I'll tell you off air. I'm already not invited back.
Oh, yeah, I noticed you're never like an alumni spotlight.
Yeah.
Mac is all the time.
Yeah, no. Mac
they treat
is.
Mac as if he's like the Al Roker of Cleveland media.
If you're a board up in this business,
him.
You
they
get a month
him.
There.
I know, they love
you
him.
Host, you know.
Hey, Mac, are you in the
afternoons.
Hall of Fame there yet or no? I think you might be
no,
in the Hall of Fame.
Yet,
you're very
yet.
Close.
You host
though.
Afternoons on,
I think they're.
You know, the biggest sports station in Cleveland.
Their radio station might actually be the Mac Robinson sports station. I think they renamed it. That's how much they think of him. It's incredible.
The best I'll get is the Not Nick Wilson station. That's the best I'll get.
I think you get a stall.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. No, that's funny. I'm very proud of you. It's actually a urinal cake.
With your face on it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. See, this is what your donation gets, Nick.
Well,
money well spent.
That's why
money
I
well spent.
Donated.
Actually, it would be funny if Mac was like their big booster.
He gives $5 a month.
Some people give the church 10%. He gives there.
So I'm on the docket to talk to the class next week, right, guys? We're having fun. The quarterback Deadpool. We have not been able to do this for a couple weeks because of the holidays. It is time to update. The last time that we did the quarterback Deadpool, both Mac and I had to add quarterbacks to our team because we had quarterbacks in the transfer portal, which meant they weren't going to the NFL. And then immediately, one of the two quarterbacks I added went right into the transfer portal. And then one of Mac's quarterbacks went right into the transfer portal. So let's have Commissioner Jake Murn bring us up on the quarterback Deadpool.
Yeah, like you referenced, Nick, a lot of changes since the last time we did the Deadpool about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but we are here with the draft season edition of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool, and we're going to start with Jonathan's team as you are first up in the waiver wire, so if you want to make a change, you can if you want to, but you have Dante Moore. He's obviously in the semifinal playoff game tomorrow against Indiana.
I would drop him if I were
you. you have Cade Klubnik, who lost to Penn State in the Pinstripe Bowl. Garrett Nussmeier, his draft stock kind of in question because he hasn't played in a while. And then John Mateer, who had lost in the first round of the playoff to Alabama, JP.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You really had a chance to really bone who's next up in the draft wire.
You are, Nick.
Real shame. Yeah, you had a chance to really bone one of us.
Okay, then.
But you didn't.
I didn't. No, I opted not to.
All right, can you remind me of my roster so I know who I have to release?
Yes, you have Carson Beck. He'll be in a semifinal playoff game tonight against Ole Miss.
Aged really well. If we have another big performance from Carson Beck. Mm-hmm.
That's Pete Futek's guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My one hope, being first round pick. Okay, go ahead.
You also have Joe Fignano, who I think is only in this Deadpool because you like saying his last name.
Fignano! Hey, Papa de Boo!
Point made there. You also have Sawyer Robertson, the senior quarterback from Baylor, and then Josh Hoover, who did enter the transfer portal, is headed to Indiana.
Well, I'm going to have to release the Hoosier Hoover Furry Mobile. I'm going to add Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson.
Huh? He's on Mac's team.
He's on my team.
I thought you cut him.
No.
Why would he cut him?
No, he's been on Mac's team for a while.
Well, I'm adding him. Are you serious?
For like a very long time.
I thought you
cut
him.
For weeks now, yeah. In fact, he actually picked him up in the week that I was gone on paternity leave, which was week 2 of the season.
All right.
I remembered it because I was in the hospital being like, I'm going to pick up Sam Levitt. Dumb thing by me, but I was like, I'm going to get Sam Levitt when I come back. I don't have to call it in or anything. He'll be there. It's fine. I'm going to now snake Sam Levitt. Ty Simpson. This will be great. It's going to be a thing. And then I came back and then I looked at the quarterback board and Ty Simpson was gone. And I said, I cursed Mac up and down. I said, what the hell?
All right.
He's gone.
Are you double sure?
A 1,000,000% sure.
Triple,
he's been gone for it's been months.
Okay. I think that was like his initial Aiden Childs move.
Man,
you had
me really nervous. You're like, so you could snake somebody, and I'm like, who am I missing? What am I missing here?
He's been on my team since September.
He couldn't be on his team anymore for any longer at this point.
Let me just come back to this. How sure are you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now I'm questioning it.
1,000%
now,
sure.
Now I'm not as sure. No, yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, Josh Hoover's done. I will go Talon Green, quarterback out of Arkansas.
Really thought Ty Simpson was on the board?
I sure did. I was so excited. I was like, Mac hasn't snaked this one prematurely like he does every other quarterback. We haven't done this in 3 weeks. The more laughing you do, the more insulting this is.
It should be insulting. He's been off the ball.
All you had
forever.
To do was check it.
It's really funny to me.
But that involves Google.
You know, I know what this was. 2025 just didn't exist to you. It's a new year. You're just creating new things as you go. This is like our Google invite to the company meeting on Monday all over again.
What? We have a meeting on Monday?
Yeah.
All right, Mac.
All right, yeah. So Talon Green now on Nick's team. Let's run through.
So happy.
Let's run through Mac's team. He has Fernando Mendoza. The Heisman winner will play Oregon tomorrow. He does in fact have Ty Simpson, the Alabama quarterback,
right to me.
That did declare for the NFL draft yesterday. So that's a
He's
big win.
A first round for pick Mac for months. Like, how would we read off the names of quarterbacks? You
Mac
have?
Has had make so many moves and since the first team. It's not great. That's
you, got, you got people I've never heard of on your roster right now, but Ty Simpson was going to get through the cracks? I mean, come on.
You're just being hateful. What else? What else
yeah, Mac also has Jalen Daniels, the Kansas product, also declaring for the draft. And
I wondered. I was like, how are we going to do today's quarterback Deadpool? Yeah. This is going to be everyone's kind of got their guys. Everyone's going to stay. I'm having a blast.
And Darian Mensah, who did decide to return to Duke next season, so that's the other expected move out of Mac here. What are you going to do about Mensah?
Yeah, so obviously Mensah's going back to Duke, so I am going to select Senior Bowl invite Cole Payton, quarterback from North Dakota State.
You sure you don't want, like, Dante Moore or somebody?
Is Fernando Mendoza available? I'm not sure. Take that to your urinal cake.
JP is really enjoying this.
I started the blunt cast early, I guess. I don't know.
Allow me to be blunt. Do you have any more moves?
No, I'm good. We're all good. Right. Yeah.
Well, allow me to. That means I'm back now. I mean, yes.
Yeah. I mean, okay. if you want to make another
talking,
move, you could.
He's talking
yeah.
to you, Jake.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would like to release Sawyer Robertson.
Okay.
And I'd like to pick back up Drew Aller.
There we go.
Like he never left.
There we go.
Never left.
It's like the fourth time he's been in this Deadpool.
Yeah, it is.
He was on JP's team on two different occasions, and he started on yours.
Hasn't been in the portal yet. That's my guy, that Drew Aller.
All right. Well, something to monitor for the afternoon drive quarterback Deadpool. The poll results the last time, actually, Max still in the lead 62% of the vote, and then you guys tied with 19%. So we'll see if there are any changes this week.
That's quarterback Deadpool.
That's it.
A lot of disrespectful stuff happened in that segment there.
Thank you, Jake.
Most important factors in the head coach search coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.